you know, the miracle of the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm sure the villagers in a little town of Bethlehem did not really pay too much attention until they saw the star in the east, and they saw the wise men, and they saw the shepherds coming down, and they proclaimed the miracle. And they began to believe themselves, and they began to see it in actions. Look at all the miracles that Jesus performed throughout his lifetime. All for preparation for the most precious gift of all that he could possibly give us, the gift of eternal salvation. That's a gift. When we celebrate and we have gifts under the Christmas tree, I hope we remember that. I hope we remember the most precious gift of all was given to us 2,000 years ago. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ every single year. It's not a fad. It's not something that just goes out of style. We just continue to celebrate. Yeah, we have commercialism. Yes, there's lots of times where we don't really think about too much of the birth of Jesus Christ when we're out there trying to buy a special gift for a special person. But I hope you do remember the precious gift of the miracle of Jesus Christ. And I hope you do remember the miracles that's in your life. When you give, it doesn't matter. It's all about what God's going to do with that gift. So you give unconditionally, and God then will use those unconditional gifts. Now, if you give conditionally, there's strings attached. Don't give conditionally. Don't say, well, here's this, but you got to do that. That's not how it works, folks. Is when if you try to do it your way and not God's way, it ends up most of the time in dead ends. But when you let go and let God, that's when the miracles begin to happen. Is it going to happen on your time? Like tomorrow? You might be blessed, and it does. But more than likely, it's going to happen according to God's will. As you begin to grow, perhaps the miracles and the seeds that you planted will continue to grow as well. So, this Christmas, I want to say Merry Christmas to you. I want to say thank God that we have a precious gift. The gift of salvation. Share it with a hurting world. Don't expect any results. Just give. Let go and let God. Let us pray.